Hey everybody, this is Ruthie Wren, and first of all, don't get bent out of shape about the intro music. I'm just kind of playing around with things, and I'm super eclectic when it comes to music, so it probably won't be the same next time I do one of these episodes. But this is the very first airing of a different kind of episode that I want to showcase on my Kink podcast. It's called Kink Profiles. So every time I sit down and record with my guests, I play a fun game with them because I love games and I want my guests to feel comfortable and just have a good time. Like I've said a million times already on the show, I want to make sex fun again and relatable and open dialogue. To go along with the premise of these episodes and for fun, I have created a fictional character dating and kink positive website look. It's called Ribbons and Rope, for those that have seen my little posts on it, in which I take fictional characters and I present them in a kink setting, possibly kinks that they may be hiding or being proactive about, living out loud. We are sexual creatures. Sex is natural. Wanting to explore sex and explore kink is natural, and people do it all the time. Whether they do it safely or not, I would hope that they're all safe about it. I hope that they're getting the right resources, and I hope that they are having great experiences because sex and kink together can just be amazing. It can take it to a whole nother level, and it can take your relationships with your partners to a whole nother level. And so I do that kind of for fun to kind of go with these. So every guest that I have given them either characters from books, from movies, from television, just fictional characters. I didn't do real actors, actresses, celebrities because I don't want anybody to chase me down. But maybe in the future I'll get a little more ballsy and do whatever the hell I want. So to kick things off, for those that know, I had Jay Wild on my show last week, and so we talked about a very classic movie that we all know and love. So I am gonna lead you right into that.
And so far, if nobody knew this, the voices and writers of the Reddit community are complete nerds.
Totally are.
I am just saying, like, when I say, please give me some of, like, what's your
There's a
wheelhouse of
reason.
movie? Almost all the time, sci-fi and fantasy. Like, we've
There's a
got.
reason that girls will stream for like their listeners. Like,
It's
here, just let
true.
me play video games and you can watch.
But it's just funny because all the wheelhouse movies and everything I've had are complete nerd fandoms, and it just makes me laugh because I'm like, oh gosh, it's so funny.
It's the creative, imaginative people
It
that,
really
you know.
is. That's really it is at the end of the day. Of course,
You
they would
like
love these
action, you don't have
epic
much
worlds.
imagination.
Exactly. They love big world building things, that have these big,
Oh,
crazy
yeah.
worlds. So I can imagine it. It was just funny though, because
Playing
every
D&D
time.
and all that stuff. Yep.
Exactly. Okay, so we are gonna. I actually picked a movie for you, so I'm gonna pull some characters from this
Okay.
movie. Please, nobody hate me. When we sexualize your characters, because adults have sex, and I hate to tell you this, but they do.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. They have the sex. Okay,
Heck, I do
so.
My Little Pony porn, okay? So,
They true. Yeah. Don't hate me. I'm not at least sexualizing
Don't.
children's film or
Exactly.
things. Okay, so the movie I picked for you is a classic. It is hugely popular and recently was rumored to have a revamp that fans were upset about. So we are going to talk about Princess Bride. Phenomenal
Yay.
film, lovely film. Everybody loves it. So, right off the top, we're going to go with the two headliners, Wesley and Buttercup, the lovers of the movie. What are their kinks?
I think they're definitely in a dom sub relationship with Buttercup as the dom.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that Wesley might have a little bit of a thing for pain.
You know what? He has tolerated a lot. I think the pain machine might have woken that up a little bit.
Now, a little bit. You know, he's been through a lot of pain, so I think like it's starting to turn him on.
I think so.
Buttercup? I don't know. Maybe other than being a gentle F-dom, but, you know, she... Maybe she likes that whole role... what did you call it? Gender norm thing being put in her place sometimes. Like, okay. She is the princess and she has to do what the princess do.
Oh, okay. That's a different dynamic of that. Yeah, no, I really like that. That's true. Yeah, she was hard to think of because every time I write down the, you know, I prepare these, I always try to think of myself, what would my own answers be? Right. You know, just because, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. And everybody sees kink different ways. So, I think the pain thing is not something I would have thought about for Wesley. But now I'm thinking about, like, his, you know, life is pain, you know, and all this stuff. And the pain machine and everything that he's endured and, you know, this hard life that we see him so much so. He, even when he's cold towards Buttercup, it's very lightly cold. Like, he's not like, he's kind of a little bit of a jerk, but even then, most of the time you see him as gentle romantic, and it's just like, okay, you've got a toy closet or something. Like, now that I'm thinking, I'm like,
exactly, something back there.
But I don't see him inflicting pain though. Maybe that's what it is.
But I totally, yeah, it's self pain for sure. Like, I, but the total scene of, you know, fetch me that picture. Just totally screams gentle femdom. It's like, it's right above my head, but you get it. Oh, and you're going to say as you wish, because that's our term, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, now I can totally see that. Yeah. I couldn't peck her, but now that I think of that and stuff, now she's just like, I am fawn a princess. Boy. Yeah. Fawn boy. You know, so goodness. Well, you nailed it. I'm just kidding. So now, because we're going to take it a different direction here, speaking of a different couple that we all know and love from the movie and that makes us laugh, what about Miracle Max and his wife Valerie? I want to hear, this is a different couple style entirely.
I think they both like name calling for sure. They love to call each other names. Little slight degradation there. let's see. What else would they be into? They'd probably be into, I mean, it's not really a kink in our world because there is no magic, but they probably mix some magic into their sex.
Okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
Like, maybe some shape-shifting type stuff or...
mage, you know, hands. Get a something.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I think that would be...
I think so. I really see them having like this passionate, like love hate, you know, just like love hate stuff going on. Sure. Like, I don't know if you ever watched, the show, like Roseanne back way, way back when, there was his friend, the couple that like, she would be like, you pig. And he's like, you stupid. You know, and they would just be like mean to each other. And then they're like passionately kiss or whatever. And it's just like, it's so weird.
Exactly.
But it's funny. Like, I feel like it'd be them, you know, and stuff like him calling her a witch and her calling
I'm
him something.
A witch, I'm your
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, I'm your wife.
Exactly.
You know, like, I feel like they just always have to live so passionately with each other. Because at the end of the day, you do see them both like arms around each other. Like, do you think it'll take a, they're you know, happy. Do you think it would take a miracle? Like, they're happy miracle. Together. Like,
bye-bye.
They've got this like dynamic, you know, at the end of the day that they're like, oh yeah, we cool, we're nice. And then sometimes they just like that passionate exchange. So and definitely. Well, we talked about the couples. I have a couple of singles here. So I am going to go with the villain of the show, Prince Humperdinck. he's an interesting character.
He's a narcissist for sure. there's no doubt about that.
Right.
I think he's not so much the sadist as his buddy, his six-fingered man.
Yes. I thought that was too easy.
He's totally like... just a it's an obvious one. So I would say Humperdinck definitely likes to dom because he likes to be in charge and boss everybody around. So but maybe though he could secretly be a sub because he's in charge all the time.
He could be. He was like a part of me was just like, I feel like this is going to sound horrible. And some, well, and I don't know, he's the villain of the film. So maybe people won't hate me for saying this. But I feel like he's one of those bad dominants. You threw out like a really good resource. One. Yeah. You threw out a really good resource on my Twitter when I asked the question about exploring kink. And you said that resource said bad dominant, good dominant, the difference between the two. And I hate to say it, and I've talked about this before a million places, and I'm not afraid to say it here on my podcast. But 50 Shades put out a bad dominant. I'm sorry. Bad dominance. And I'm sorry the media blew it up and everything blew it up. And so you have a lot of women that feel the Christian Grey dominant is what they should be looking for. But if it's not, if you watch the movie, if you read the books, and I've done both, everything about it is abusive and power play and just backwards. Not a good dominant. Yes. So I feel that go ahead.
There was something going around about if he had lived in a trailer park, it would
have been an episode of Cops.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's true. Really what it is. It's
completely
really
true.
And I hate to say it, but we do live in a world where financial stability and all this stuff is a big deal. And attractive. I'm sorry. It's attractive. But they basically took Prince Charming and all of his wealth and the romance of it, which the whole movie and the whole book, he says, I'm not a romantic. I'm not going to do this. And yet every turn he sells the fantasy.
Made him abusive.
And then they made him abusive sexually to their push and pull, which, and I'm just like, this is not, no.
Not
so
good.
I feel that that's what Prince Humperdinck is. He watched 50 Shades and he feels he knows what a dominant is. And so this is what he tries to do. You know, but I
boss him around and pick on him and tell him what to do.
Exactly. If he's not that, then I agree. I believe he's 100% a closet sub.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you tell people that subs have a lot of power in the relationship and they're like, what?
Yeah. No, I feel that they have all the power, almost all of it.
Yeah. Subs say what, doms say when. Is kind of how I feel it.
Yeah. No,
to simplify it. I mean, that's really simplifying it.
Really simplifying it. But definitely. Like, people don't realize. I think I posted once that, the dom directs, but the sub allows. And to me, that is the power right there, and stuff. But that being said, it takes a lot. So on both ends. So,
Totally. But yes, he would totally be a bad Christian Grey dom.
I know, right?
I agree.
Now that I've said it, you will never, no one will convince me otherwise.
Never not see that. Also never not see Buttercup as an F-dom.
Now when she pulls that pom, when she says, fetch that pitcher, I'm like, you
fetch
dirty
me that
bitch.
Yep.
We know your game. So the last one I have, one of the other very popular characters of the movie and highly quoted, Inigo Montoya. What is his kink?
I thought you were going to go with Andre the Giant's character, but
I almost did.
He's one of my favorites.
I adore him.
Let's see. Inigo's kink. Gosh, he's so focused on revenge, it's hard to tell.
Right? Yeah. I wanted to really give you a hard one. I'm like, I'm going to challenge Jay Wild on this.
I think that maybe... maybe he's just kind of into... almost like fulfillment kink.
Okay.
Where it's like you set a goal or whatever, or you set something and it's fulfilled, and that's kind of like his thing. It's goal oriented. But I can't really think of like a standard. Maybe he's into feet. I don't know.
Who knows?
Focused on work. You know, he just doesn't have time for this stuff.
He really is.
Maybe he's a hard one. He's a hard one to judge.
I think the only thing that I could come up with, like if I had to think of him as a sexual being, you know, because he is so focused, is I thought of two things. I thought of the Spanish. So when I think of a passionate lover that's Spanish, I immediately go to Gomez Adams. You know, okay. So like, so you get what I'm saying? Like if he could step away from work for 5 minutes, I can see him being on the level of passion of Gomez because of that Spanish blood and that romanticism. He could be into that,
like, romantic dirty talk thing.
Yes, I could see that.
Where
like
you
very...
get the, like, it's pretty dirty talk, you know?
Yeah. I could see him. So I guess I could see, like, in that sense, the very passionate, like, the kissing up the arm. And if he is fulfillment driven, then I could see definitely, mm-hmm. like, what is his epitome, like, what is his goal for this sexual session? You know, is it worshiping her? Yeah. Is it, you know, whatever? So I saw that. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I saw, because I guess I'm still on the vibe of, like, the Spanish passion, is I did see him, like, into two different things, sleep play or clothes sex, as I saw him being kinks. I saw him kind of like...
I could see that.
Yeah, the clothes sex probably more, but the sleep play, I guess I imagined him like exhausting the hell out of himself, just trying to get this revenge. And at the end of the day, his lover just being like...
It's like, just use me.
Just waking up. Yeah, just basically finds him passed out on the, you know, out there and just like decides to sleep play to help him work out some, you know, all of this energy and this frustration and everything. So, right. And I guess that's where sleep or clothes sex is the other regard. Like, you need to get out of your head.
Let's have some.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't have time to undress and do all this crazy stuff. I'm on a mission, but let's do this, you know? Yep. Yeah, zip, you know, or whatever, untie.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. As you can see, me and Jay had a lot of fun and I don't think either of us might look at the characters in The Princess Bride quite the same anymore. As I did mention, a lot of the peers in my community are quite nerds, and I love it. And Orally Aroused and Zinli are no different. So I actually, to start things off, I kind of took them on a ride through Middle Earth. So here, I definitely want you to hear their answers.
I've heard that you are a bit of a nerd.
Just a little bit.
So we are going to visit the Tolkien world. And I would like you to tell me from Lord of the Rings, Gimli, what is his kink?
I mean, do I really want to go with the low-hanging fruit here and go with size kink? I'm not entirely sure if I really want to go with this one. But it feels like it really should be. But
I think you're right. I didn't even think about that. Now that you're saying it, Amazonian woman? Like, that's his thing.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking Legolas, but that's something else entirely.
I mean, beautiful, tall. Yeah, no, I totally see that. It's such a dynamic, so
just needs like a stool or something, something to stand on. That's all. Small step ladder.
Yeah, doesn't he say that? He's just like, I can't see. Would you like me to get you a box?
Let me go get my sex ladder.
Yeah, let me go get. Okay, well, now it's going to be a little silly, but of course, to fit the theme of camaraderie, your second fictional character is Legolas.
Well,
taking away the sex ladder. What would Legolas's kink be?
I mean, the problem with Legolas, and it's the same with a lot of the elves, is I kind of imagine them to be very, like, lie back and think of England vanilla sex, like Afiacados. I don't know why, but I figure considering how long they live, they've probably done everything, and kind of want to work with what they've got.
Yeah. You know?
This is fun.
Just that attitude.
We'll just do this for 10 minutes and that'll be fine.
Yeah,
and then
we can go back to
staring longingly into the moon or whatever they do in their spare time.
Yeah, I want to say vanilla because it's nice, but it almost leans towards like
sterilish, like just not very, like, yeah, it's so hard. They're just a very formal, you know, thing. Like, this is the bedding, you know, like we just got elvish married. Let's have our bedding ceremony and then we can get to the real business. Like,
I mean, it basically goes to one of two ways. It's either they're very, very disinterested or they're as kinky as fuck.
Okay. So let's elf on Rumspringa. Like, totally, like, let's super kink. What are we thinking? Like, I'm trying to think, like, we're what would an like elf? What?
Sex dungeons and
just like going, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going full bore here. You know, they've got magical fucking machines and God knows what else. Because
just all the sex apparatuses they've spent so much. They have a lot of time and magical technology at their hands. This is the behind the scenes.
Magical forges and God knows what else. You know, why not? You know, they've got nothing better to do most of the time. So.
I know. This is that business. This is the side business, the elvish side business.
Yeah. You know, they write elvish poetry and devise new and interesting sex toys in this time. So.
Of course, there you go. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Okay. The last Tolkien I have for you, because I wanted to give a variety of the races of Middle Earth, Bilbo Baggins.
I think Bilbo would be one of the very, very sort of aggressive sexual predators.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think, like, considering the way that he's embodied in some of these, in some of the books and stuff, I imagine him being one of these people that's just like, yep, we're going to go for it. We're just going to, like, we're going to take that person. I'm going to chase her until the ends of the earth.
Super obsessed. I think you'd be like super. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stalkery.
Okay. Ring. Yeah. Well, see, I'm imagining like adorable Martin Freeman. Like, I'm not thinking about like, but you're true. Like, he gets uber obsessed and it's all he can think about. So, yes, very like yandere, precious stalker. Yeah. Like, not going to let you go. And then it's like, yeah, no. Okay. Now I can see that. But adorable Martin Freeman, I can't see that. I don't want to see that. Like, I really don't. No.
Really creepy stalker here with a horrible walking frame. Okay, got you.
No, please don't make that an audio. Please don't.
Excellent.
From The Hobbit, Zinli.
Yes.
There are two brothers that stole our hearts.
Oh, Feely and Killy.
Yes, Feely and Keely. They seem to be very similar in nature. Perhaps sexually they're not so similar. Mm-hmm. So could you tell me, what are their different kinks?
I definitely think, I mean, they like attention, don't they? So I definitely think that they are exhibitionists.
Okay. And I can see them both being that.
I think that they're, I mean, they are part of a pretty big family, so I'd say they're into gangbangs. Okay. And I'd also say that maybe Feely and Keely, like, maybe one of them is a little more submissive than the other one is dominant. So maybe, like, they would do power plays with each other. Because I know the internet likes that incest vibe.
They do. They do.
So, yeah.
And I know you like the multiple men vibe. So I think,
what gave you that impression?
What was it?
JK. It's true.
You're like, I'm not even finding it. All right.
As you can see, we had lots of fun discussing the different characters. I honestly, there were so many characters I wanted to pull from Middle Earth, and I could just talk about it all day. So definitely, I think it's going to be a universe that I visit again in one of the future episodes. But yeah, I hope you really enjoyed it. After visiting Middle Earth with Zinli and Arl, we kind of just jumped all around from TV, film, pop culture. So me and Zin got on a little We got a little off the beaten path, but that's okay. Oral and me brought it back with what I think is a very spot on, very lovely kink discussion on a very prominent character that I know a lot of people are kind of crazy about.
House. For those that don't know, Gregory House from the TV show House.
I don't think this one is necessarily a difficult one, because I think House is very, very open about his sexuality when it comes to the shows, and the fact that, as he tends to be with most everything else, he does not give a fuck.
It's true.
And, you know, I mean, there's one point during the shows he talks about, like, spinning a dwarf on him. And I'm
like, I love that episode. He does.
I think House is one of these people that's more of a hedonist than anything. I think he's there for more of the experience than anything. And I think it's more of a case of, I don't know if it's necessarily like hedonism for the sake of hedonism, but I think it's more of hedonism for the sake of, yeah, I've ticked that off now.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, no, because that's the way his mind works. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can see that. Like, and it's not even, I don't even think he'd do it like in a rude way or something, but just I want to try everything. Like, haven't mm-hmm. tried that, let's go for it. But yeah, I think he would, he would have kind of, he'd probably have hard limits, like a few things mm-hmm. he'd be like, not my thing. But everything else, I think he would be like, yep, let's tick that off. You know, you're exactly right. I think you're right on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zinli, I don't know which number he is. I want to say
10.
10. So, I think. But Doctor Who, we're going to go with David Tennant's Doctor Who.
Yay! Please, I met him 10? At Dragon Con.
Okay, yeah, totally. So,
yes, and he is number 10.
The 10th Doctor of Doctor Who. What is his kink?
I mean, you know, he's an alien, so it's like, I feel like he is not like Captain Jack Harkness, where he would have just, like, a lot of sex with different aliens.
Right.
But, I don't know. And, like, everybody knows that Captain Jack is into, like, ovipositors, so, but that's another story. That's, we're not focusing on Captain Jack, okay.
No.
I think that he would definitely be into oral.
Okay.
I just get that feeling because he likes to have mouth like smart women, and mm-hmm. I don't know. He'd probably like to get his dick up in that. Okay. maybe he
like sassy
ovipositors. Yeah, like sassy.
Okay, like sassy women. So he wants to hush them a little bit in a sexual way.
Yeah, like he would totally dom Rose in that way, I feel.
Okay. Oh yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Let's see. And okay, I feel like what would River Song do to the Doctor? Oh, you know, I bet the Doctor's into pegging. I could just see River Song like pegging him, but they did only get to meet a little bit, so they might not have gotten to it yet. But anyway, I'm sure he does. oral pegging. I'm just gonna say he's into ovipositors as well. Why not?
I know he's at least tried them. We have to know he's at least tried.
Exactly. Like, I mean, he's tried everything. He's a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey, and he's like 50,000 years old.
Yeah, he's
less than 50,000, but I can't remember.
But no, yeah, I'm saying he's definitely at least tried it. I think he's mm-hmm. tried just about everything, probably.
Yeah, I'd say you're right.
I think so. Yeah, especially anything like alien related. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so.
100%.
All right, Zinli, we're going to go super nerd.
Oh boy.
We're going to go super nerd. And I'm also going to give you a little bit of a challenge. We're going to go super nerd. We're going to go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Okay. There's four of them.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Shredder. Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, that's too easy.
Yeah, that blood play. Yeah.
No, right. So there's four of them. So I want a kink from each of them that you think wouldn't be any of the others. Like, this is a kink to them individually.
Michelangelo totally loves having sex on pizza.
food play. Yeah. Okay, pizza play.
I think Raphael is definitely into that. What's that? It's not Yandere, but it's like the male version of Tsundere? Standish.
Yeah, like Tsundere.
I think so.
But it's like T-S-U-N-D-E-R.
Yeah, and he's like very standoffish, but he's still a dom. And like, if you can get into his shell, he'll love you more and like all that.
Oh my gosh, you're totally right. Totally Raphael.
I think Leonardo, he has to lead the gang a lot. And he has to make a lot of the decisions. So I feel like he'd be way more subby in the bedroom.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay,
I feel like he'd be into, I guess pegging. I don't know.
Pegging?
Yeah. And then
I almost could see him like maybe in some pet play a little bit.
Oh, that'd be cute.
I know, right? I just imagine him
cute. Maybe, I don't know. I feel like Donatello would either be maybe a little asexual or...
Yeah. I mean, it's not a kink, but yeah, like, no.
Yeah,
I
almost right,
can
right,
you say,
right.
like, I feel I like, oh, like... no, yeah, no, 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 yeah. But I think, yeah, I can
maybe
see that
too.
Maybe
what really gets him going is, like, shell pets. just pet his shell. He instantly orgasm.
Yeah, no. Well, now that you say it, like, he does seem like an asexual type, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of asexuals, and that's totally cool.
My one friend, she's asexual, and she says that she just likes squish friends. And I was like, what the hell is
that like hugging?
Friend?
Like
yeah, like she says sometimes she just really likes being cuddled, but usually she's a very content, just a very lone, like I don't want to say lone wolf because it's always taken like an I'm an offstandish lone wolf.
Yeah,
she's not like that. She's just very individually driven. She does everything. She's a very just a very solemn solo artist kind of person. But she says she has squish friends, and so sometimes she just. When she's around people, she's like, I need a squish. And they'll like give her a hug or like they'll watch a movie and be cuddled and stuff. And then like after a couple hours that she's like, okay, I'm cool.
That's like, so sweet.
So I could see him, like you said, the pets. Like I could see
he like, Donatello likes head pats and shell rubs.
Shell rubs. Yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah, there you go. See?
Yay, I did it.
You did it. We have done it. I have got John Wick.
He's a difficult one.
He is tough. I couldn't put my finger on it either. I was like, would he be?
Like, I honestly think he would probably be like incredibly sweet and like really loving. Like the way that he goes on with stuff that's his. I mean, the way that he goes on with that dog and everything.
I know.
It just seems to be like he's one of these people that would worship the ground his partner walks on.
I think, yeah. And I think like all I could think of, I thought the same thing. Like, I just feel like he would be like a very passionate, involved, like very much into like the cuddle fucking, like so much. Just and like, then even when I tried to picture him like maybe getting a little more dominant, you know, I had such a hard time picturing it, but like, I guess the most I could picture was like very sensual, like body pinning, you know, like pinning your hands up against the wall, but or still like being, go ahead.
Over the kitchen table sort of thing.
Like it's passionate though. I wouldn't say aggressive. I don't want to say aggressive with him. It's passionate, but I mean, it is quote unquote a little rougher, a little more voracious, but I wouldn't call him aggressive, you know, like, and that's what is so funny. Cause I was like, I must know. Cause I know you love John Wick. So I was like, I have to know, but yeah, no, I couldn't pin him either. Like, I feel like he would just be just tops, you know, but I feel like he could be passionate and voracious, but I would never probably think him aggressive or like dark.
I figure that if with a lot of people you tend to find it to be like a polar opposite, or like at the very least a side of themselves that they can't exercise in the the rest of their life. And let's be honest, you know, the guy's a hitman. He can be cold, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, which means that, you know, the opposite side of it, the sort of loving sexual side of it would be very much more of a, you know, a very warm in the moment sort of thing.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he would want to step away from all of the callous, the cold, the calculatedness, and just be mm-hmm. caught in like raw emotion, vulnerability, sweetness. Indeed. You know, just like all those things. I think I agree. Yeah, I think, and I think from my experience, a lot of people, their kinks are things that they don't explore in their normal walking lives, uh-huh. Or get to feel, you know, those mm-hmm. feels that you get. So definitely.
I kind of get like visions of him like fucking at a bathtub or something like
that. Yeah, just, like, so really, sweet. Yeah. Like now, and now I'm imagining like rose petals in there for some reason, mm-hmm. like way.
Candles,
yeah. The beautiful, like the botanical water that's like the milky color that you see in all the romance movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like all that and stuff, just very sensual, very sensual. Yes. You know, all that good stuff.
See, I told you somebody awesome. Who doesn't love John Wick? I honestly don't think I haven't met anybody that doesn't in some way have a huge crush on him. So it was delightful talking about him, in my opinion. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I hope you really enjoyed the episode just for fun. I will be back next week with a very kink-predicated episode that I'm really excited about because it is right up my wheelhouse and a lot of people in the community. So please tune in. Please, please, please subscribe, share, comment, give feedback. I have an anonymous feedback as well as my DMs and the comment slots for your opportunity to really help make this show your own. So please utilize those things. I look forward to hearing it. I've gotten some great feedback so far and some questions and just discussions and stories and experiences shared, and it's awesome. And I have had a few questions later in the season, actually my very last episode of the season, which will be a handful of weeks down the road. I'm going to have a very special Q&A kind of mailbag episode. So all the questions, comments, concerns, ideas, everything like that, a lot of it will be addressed and I will talk about in that episode. So please send in your stuff. I promise in some way, shape, or form, you are going to be acknowledged and answered. I look forward to it. Please stick around. Stay kinky. Keep it fun. And I'll keep defining kinks as well as I can and keep listening to the kinks that define you guys. So can't wait.
I think it's like a fun, like different way just to talk about kinks. Because I think people forget that, you know, that's the whole point. Nobody talks about kinks. So I'm like, everybody.
Yeah, there's sexuality in everything.
But it really is. Exactly. Sometimes
we just gotta dig a little, you gotta dig a little deeper. And look out who, oh, sorry. I hope Disney doesn't ban this podcast.
Oh, gosh. Oh, great. Well, we got banned week 2.
Feck. Thanks. My bad, guys. My bad.
You shoot sabotage from the inside.